It was a relatively calm weekend along the U.S.-Mexico border, even though border restrictions, known as Title 42, just ended. Until last week, these pandemic rules quickly turned away migrants with a public health justification to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Now there are different restrictions in effect. And for how this is playing out on the border now, let's talk to Sheriff David Hathaway of Santa Cruz County in Arizona. The border community of Nogales, Arizona falls under his jurisdiction. Sheriff, welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
A lot of border communities saw a spike in illegal crossings in the days before Title 42 expired, but it seems those numbers dropped off in the past few days. What have you seen over the weekend?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of hype here. It kind of reminds me of the Y2K scare. The sky is falling. The world's going to come to an end. But it's been, you know, it's been actually something that's not worth writing home about. The border officials actually closed off half of the lanes here. They put razor wire and containers across the borders. But we were actually seeing a 50% reduction compared to what's typically seen by CBP on the border with encounters with migrants.
Any sense as to why those numbers are down? I mean, there was some expectation there could be this surge.
You know, for the past 2 years, there's been a lot of hype on this. I've written op-eds about this, how it's all undeserved and unwarranted. Actually, Title 42 caused a large increase in crossing because there was no processing under Title 42. It was estimated that in the last 2 years, 40% of crossers were repeat crossers because there was no processing. They were immediately returned to the border and undergone an expedited deportation to Mexico. So for the past 2 years, we've had different things that have inflated the numbers. One of them was the prohibition against non-essential travel. So we had a lot of people that had visas in Mexico, B1 and B2 visas, that weren't allowed to cross, but they had jobs and families in the U.S. They were separated from their families. So even though they had legal documents, they crossed between the ports of entry because they weren't allowed to cross under the COVID protocols. And people tend to forget that Title 42 is only a COVID protocol. And to not get too much into political divisions, but a lot of the people that denied any of the COVID things and the COVID effects, and they despised all the COVID restrictions, this is the one COVID restriction that has hung on. And those people of that political persuasion have actually not wanted Title 42 to be lifted, which once again is only a COVID protocol. We're just going back to normal Title 8 processing, which is the United States code that's the catch-all for all the visa categories, tourist visas, work visas, student visas, and for asylum protocols. So we're just going back to what we had before.
But there are also some new Biden administration policies, new restrictions for migrants, I gather, that they have to apply on a certain app and they have to apply for asylum in a country they pass through before getting to the United States. I mean, could these new restrictions encourage migrants to try riskier ways to cross over, just as it's getting very hot in Arizona?
You know, you're correct, Scott. There's actually a new rule under the Biden administration that if you cross between the ports of entry or you don't use the app or you don't go to a designated port of entry that's designated to receive asylum applications, that you will become ineligible in the future to actually claim asylum. So that may also be a factor. The new Biden administration rules actually requiring you to report at a port of entry instead of claiming asylum between the ports of entry. So that may also have an effect.
Mm-hmm. Santa Cruz County, I gather, has some pretty rugged mountainous terrain. What does the border in your part of Arizona look like for migrants seeking to cross?
We are high desert. It's also called Sonoran Desert. Very inhospitable terrain. Big temperature variations from day and night. So this is not a very hospitable place to cross. We have mountain ranges that are over 9,000 feet elevation, and we also have like barren, hot desert regions. It's easy for people to get turned around in our area. So it's not the most inviting place to cross compared to, say, maybe Texas or Yuma, Arizona, where there's more flat, open desert areas. Easier for people to cross milder climates.
We have been talking to Sheriff David Hathaway of Santa Cruz County, Arizona. Sheriff, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Scott.